Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A Philly bagel shop off the Schuylkill River Trail turns into a pizza and beer restaurant in the evenings.
We wanted to do something that really utilized our wood-fired ovens.
And this weekend's grand opening is also a fundraiser for the Friends of the Schuylkill River Trail.
We've just had a 10-year master plan. One of the big things identified to work on in the park is the basketball court area.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 2401 Walnut Street, the site of Spread Bagelry, which is now also becoming Cosette. And Brooks Tanner is the chief operating officer. Tell me about adding pizza to the bagel.
Sure, so we're going to start cooking pizzas in the evening. It's called Cosette Pizza. The whole program started by giving pizzas to the hospital at Penn during COVID. It was a big hit, so we're going to try to sell them in the evening to the community.
Now, this location, this restaurant, was not something that was typically open in the evening, is that right?
No, ma'am, it wasn't. We're also going to bring in a brewery, Workhorse, and we're going to serve great beers at night as well.
So starting in April, you're also doing evening hours.
That is correct, yes.
Tell me about your pizzas and your beer. So you're bringing in Workhorse, but let's start with the pizzas. What do you have on the menu?
Sure, the pizzas are great. It was developed by a team of pizzolas, they're called, people that have been in the industry around the community. The community has been really good at helping us develop a great dough recipe. And you just have your classics, your margaritas, buffalo chickens. They also do strombolis, which are really good, garlic knots. Just trying to bring an elevated pizza to the community to enjoy.
You mentioned the importance of the dough. What makes the dough special?
The dough is special because it uses traditional pizza flour, 00 flour. It's not a variation of any bagel product we do. It's its own product that stands on its own.
And I understand that your opening is also coinciding with a fundraiser for the Friends of Schuylkill River Park. Lindsay Biggeman is president of Friends of Schuylkill River Park. So what are you raising money for?
So for the month of March, we've just had a 10-year master plan. One of the big things identified to work on in the park is the basketball court area. And we're raising money in the month of March for new backboards and rims. And the people at Spread Bagelry, Cosette Pizza, and Workhorse Brewery have graciously offered to partner with us to give a portion of their proceeds opening weekend.
You cannot be contained in the month of March, can you?
No. We're hoping it. We're making good progress. People have been very generous with their donations, and we're really hoping that this event puts us over the top for our fundraising goal.
So let's talk about the collaboration, because the location of Cosette Pizza is right here on the extension, on the Schuylkill River Park, on the Schuylkill Trail. Do you want to kind of describe where we're located for people that aren't familiar?
Sure. So we're here in 2401 Walnut, overlooking the beautiful Schuylkill River and the Schuylkill banks, which often people do confuse us with the Schuylkill banks. If we walked over to the other side of the store, we'd probably see the Schuylkill River Park. It's kind of nestled there along the banks, and just a 5-minute walk from the restaurant. So we feel lucky to have such close community partners who are right here with us showing their support for all the work that we're doing in the park, and we're thrilled to come out and have pizza and beer and celebrate both of our efforts.
Brooks, how does this location help the restaurant? Do you get a lot of trail runners kind of coming in for lunch or dinner?
Well, this location is really special. First of all, it's nestled right off the trail, and we have a patio that overlooks the trail. Tons of families, tons of people on their way to the art museum or on their way back. We really wanted to have like a community feel where you can bring your kids, have a beer and a great pizza, have some bagels if there's any left over, and just really settle down, relax, take a break from your run, and just chill.
Is that why you chose pizza? Because kids love pizza.
Pizza, we wanted to do something that really utilized our wood-fired ovens. Those are really magical, and they're kind of the centerpiece of spread bagelry. The warm hearth, they make a great product, you know? So the pizza was just a no-brainer. The pizza is really, really good. The hospitals loved it, and we thought we'd continue to move forward with it.
Tell me about making pizzas for the hospitals. Is that something that you came up with because you're like, we have ovens, let's give them pizzas?
That's exactly right. The team is spread. Our motto is kind of spread love to our staff, to the community. And they really wanted to make an impact. And they came up with the idea. They're like, how can we give back to the hospitals, you know? And bagels are great. And of course, they're the focal point of what we do. But in reality, people can eat pizza every day. And we can make a lot of them rather quickly with really high-end ingredients. So they wanted to give it a shot. It was also a great idea for them to test and learn and see if it was something they can do for the long term. So it worked out great for both people.
So what kind of feedback did you get from the hospital workers? What kind of pizzas did they like that you're making here?
We're actually now selling pizzas to the hospitals.
So you went from giving it to them to selling
them.
So what's popular?
Yeah, so the Strombolis are popular. They do a cheesesteak stromboli. They do a great vegetable pizza. Their red sauce is great. You know, what's really cool about the whole pizza program, you can go all the way out into right field about how crazy to get with the quality of your pizza. But this pizza is really kid-friendly. It's made with really good ingredients that we have no shame in having kids. My kids especially put this pizza in their bodies. It's a good product. So,
when you say kid-friendly, what do you mean by that?
I mean, it's not super posh where it's like this pizza's $30, you know, and the mom and dads are like, wow, I don't know if I want to spend that much on pizza.
It's like a piece can drop on the floor and you're okay.
Yeah, it's affordable. There's no regular way to eat it. I've seen kids roll it up. I've seen kids fold it. We're not going to be too hardcore on you if you want to change toppings. Come in, have fun. For the right kids and the right parents, we might even let you make your own pizza. So.
Oh, very nice. So what's your price point about?
Like 15, 17, 20 bucks. That's probably the max. But the cool part about Cosette Pizza is we're really chill. You know, if you come in and you're like, hey, can I try some garlic knots? They'll probably kick them to you for free. We really want people just to have fun. You know, we want to make people happy. It's been a long time of like going through the dredge of winter and COVID and shit. We're happy to give the pizzas away, you know?
I don't know if that's a good business model to be saying on the podcast, but
No, but we just really want to have fun. And that's kind of where we want to start.
And what a lovely partnership. How did this come to be?
I spent a lot of time in the park. You know, I talk to Lindsay a lot. I live in the park. Or in the neighborhood. We talk a lot about spread in the trail and the park, and we want each location of spread in Cosette to really give back to the local community. And we thought this was a slam dunk, so to speak. Really easy. My son shoots hoops at the park. Half the people that come into the spread location come from the park, like Lindsay said. So what an easier way than to just give back to the park.
Lindsay, anything else that you want people to know about the park?
Just in asking about this location, I think it's interesting because in the park, one of the big pulls of people outside our neighborhood is the basketball hoops, and it's almost reminding me of this location kind of bridging Center City and West Philadelphia, and just kind of, in my mind, seems like the perfect project for the opening of this location because it's something that brings people together in our Center City neighborhood from all over the city. And we'll be trying to pull out the whole neighborhood this weekend to come out and support Spread, Cosette, and Workhorse.
So what are your new hours since you're extending into pizza evenings?
Sure. Our hours run till about 9 o'clock in the evening. Cosette opens Wednesday through Sunday. So there is no Cosette or Workhorse on Monday or Tuesday. But we'll essentially be open. Spread Bagel will be open 7 to 3. And then Cosette and Workhorse from 4 to 9.
Tell me about Workhorse. We didn't talk about bringing the brewery in.
Sure. They have great beer, so they're going to come in, and they really enjoy the Schuylkill River Trail and the Schuylkill Park as well. They're actually calling themselves Workhorse SRT for Schuylkill River Trail. And you know, what goes better than beer and pizza? So we thought that it would be wonderful for the runners, the bicyclists, the people playing basketball. Come up and have a beer. I know I would like a beer in the middle of the summer as well. So come up and have a beer and maybe order a slice of pie.
I see you have a little bit of outdoor space here. You want to tell me about that?
Sure. The outdoor space will be full of cocktail tables and bar stools overlooking the trail. So if your son and daughters or families are on the trail hanging out and the moms or parents want to sneak up and grab a beer and a slice of pie, they can really just keep their eye on them while the pie's cooking. So,
all right. Brooks Tanner is the Chief Operating Officer of Cosette and Spread Bagelry here at 2401 Walnut Street. And Lindsay Bingaman is President of Friends of Schuylkill River Park. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you as well.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.